Hello.
Hi, is it possible to speak to Deborah Berry, please?
Who's calling?
It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse you're in care. How are you? You okay, Deborah?
Yeah.
Good. We were just calling today. Obviously, you made the inquiry about a week ago. Now, we just wanted to make sure that we had all of the correct details for yourself. Take a brief statement from yourself just to get this case submitted and obviously get you the justice that you deserve in relation to obviously a payout as well, Deborah, okay? So I've got your name as Deborah Berry, is that correct? Okay. Would you be known as any other names, Deborah? Any nicknames, anything like that?
Yeah, I would have been known as Deborah Burden.
Okay. How do you spell that? Sorry, but B-U...
B-U-R-D-E-N.
D-E-N. No problem there with me. And your email is deborahberry1965@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right, okay. Will be a moment. Could I just confirm with you, please, Deborah, your postcode?
EH120BG.
Is that G for golf? Is that correct?
Yep.
Brilliant. Won't be a moment. So we're just using a new system at the moment. So
no problem.
I'm a bit quiet. It's just because I'm figuring it out. Won't be a moment. And could you just confirm your date of birth, please, Deborah?
3-7-65.
Is that 3-7-65? Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, brilliant. And is this the best number to contact you on, Deborah?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you for some details just for the statement as well, okay? Could I please take your family's, your mother's name, please?
My mother's name?
Yes, please.
Moira Burden.
And your father's name, please?
Joseph Burden.
And did you have any siblings that was in care with you at the time?
Yeah, a brother.
And what was your brother's name, please?
Joseph Burden.
Okay, well, it'll be a moment. So can you remember what age it was that you actually went into care, please, Deborah?
The first time I was about three or four.
Three or four, okay.
Yeah.
And how long was you in care at that time, please? Can you remember?
I can't recall exactly dates and times, but I was in and out of care on and off. From the age of four right up until I was 17.
Until 17, okay.
Yeah.
And was your brother in the same care home as yourself? Or was he in a separate one? He was, okay.
No, he was always with me.
He was always with you, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just going to pop you on hold, Deborah. I won't be a moment, okay?
Okay.
Elliot, can I spare you a sec? I've saved the details, but they're not there. Do you have to search the name? Because I searched the name, but it's not. Oh, right, I've done it wrong then. Oh, does it? It didn't come up right, okay. Deborah, it's not saved. Sarah. I definitely saved it. Right, I'll just do it again. Alright, that's it there. But that's saved, damn it. That's weird. And bamboo marking, and then save. Ah, I didn't press that. Does it matter if it's miss or misses? Put a zero at the end of that? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do that. Right, okay. Right, okay, and then application. Yeah. And then update, yeah? And then it's application, is it? Right, okay. All right, thank you. Hi, Deborah. Sorry about that. My system was just running a little bit slow. Okay, so was your brother, how old is your brother, please?
He was born in 63, November.
63. Okay. And how many care homes was she in? Can you remember? Do you remember that at all? Or?
Hang on, I'll just try and count them.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh my God.
7, 8. 8
altogether, bless you.
Yep.
A lot of different places, isn't it? Bless you between the ages.
And in between in between all these 8 homes, I would be back home for maybe 2 months, 3 months.
Right. Yeah. And then you'd go to a different one, or was it usually back to the same one?
No,
right, okay.
Usually a different one.
Okay. And was your brother in all of the same ones as you as well?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Is this something that your brother's also been looking into, do you know?
Not that I know of.
Not that you're aware of. No problem.
No.
Right. So your current address is EH120BG. So that's McGinley Terrace. And your door number, please, Deborah?
33.
Okay. What I'll do once I've obviously finished your report, I will just see, you know, if it's something that your brother would want to speak to us about as well, if we could maybe give him a ring. I'll have to check out, you know, I'm sure we would be able to. And it's just obviously because you've made the inquiry. But, you know, if you think he would want to speak to us, I'll find out for you, okay? You know, you both deserve justice, obviously, for what you've been through. So. So can you remember the first care home that you was in? Can you remember the name at all? I know it's obviously a long time ago.
The first care home that I was in was a foster parent in Inverkeithing.
Okay. And did you experience any type of abuse when you was with them?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. Do you have a middle name, Deborah?
Yeah, Frances.
Frances. Sorry, what was you going to say?
The social work department took parental rights away from my mum.
Okay.
So basically, the social work department legally were my parents.
Okay.
but they kept sending us back to my mum.
Yeah.
And a lot of the abuse happened there.
In the care home, yeah? Or
no,
with your mum?
In my mother's home.
Right, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I don't know if that...
But they kept putting you back there. No.
Yeah, so, I mean, they kept putting us back there, even although they had taken parental rights off her. Now,
right.
In my mind, if you know that this is happening,
yeah,
and you take parental rights away from that person, why do you keep putting the two children back there? To the
exactly.
stage where there was actually one time we actually got taken away in the middle of the night by the police, away from my mum's house.
Okay, so the police took you away. And then did they then put you in foster care?
They
or
took
was it in care home?
They took us to the social work department, and I don't know which time it was, but like one time we would go to a care home and another time we would maybe go to a foster care until they found us a care home. And
okay, but, so you was in foster care from like a young age and then went back to your parents after that, was it? And then
it was just my mum. My dad wasn't on the scene.
It was just your mum, right? Okay. And what? When did you actually go into like a care home facility? Can you remember?
I think I was about 5.
Okay. And that was with your brother, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you can remember the name at all, can you, of the care home?
I think it was Red Hall House.
Red Hall House. Okay, bear with me. Let me see if I can find it. And when you was in Red Hall House, can you remember if you, you know, it doesn't have to be physical, but can you remember if they mistreated you at all, if they ever stabbed you?
There was an allegation of sexual assault against me from another resident.
Right, okay. What happened there, if you don't mind me asking?
They tried to have sex with me.
Oh, they tried. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. And that was, say that was a resident?
It was a resident, yeah.
Right, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, see, this is why I've not been answering your phone when you've been phoning me.
You don't want to speak about it.
Yeah.
I can completely understand. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
I mean, that, you know, this is why we do really want to help you, you know, get justice. Obviously, it's not going to make up for the things that have happened to you, but you do definitely deserve, you know, getting some form of justice. You know, the claims at the moment, the average they're looking at is about £48,000, but some of them do go a lot higher, you know, than that. It's case to case, basically. So, you know, we will do everything we can to help you get back as much as possible. Okay, Deborah?
Okay.
Right, bear with me. Just take your time.
It's not even a case of the money. I just want justice done.
You just want justice. I completely understand.
But most of it was my mum. But, like, what I can't understand is the fact that, like I say, they took parental rights.
Yeah.
And we knew that there was abuse going on in the household. So why did they keep doing it? Why did they keep sending us?
Why did they keep putting you back? I know, it's horrible, that, isn't it? You should be protected, shouldn't you? Not put back in the situation when they knew what was going on. It's horrible.
I mean, if you take the parental rights away for somebody, then don't you put the kid back
there? There's a reason. I know, yeah. That's so wrong.
I mean, she had mental health problems. I do know that now. But she would, like, take us to the social work department and just walk away. Say, go and take that letter in. And then she would disappear, or she wouldn't turn up to pick us up from school, I'm finding now, sorry for blabbering, I'm finding now that it's had an effect on the whole of my life, even still now.
Yeah. Of course it will. It's going to affect you forever, isn't it, really? You know, what you've been through. It's, you know, it's something that's obviously been a big part of your life, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So Red Hall House, sorry, just going back to that one.
Yeah.
I found one here, 11 Red Hall House Avenue in Edinburgh. Do you think that sounds about right?
Yep.
Is that the one? Yeah. Okay. So just going back to obviously the abuse that you encountered at the care home, it was a resident that was staying there at the time, and were they how old were they, if you don't mind me asking? Were they
I don't know. I think he was in his teens.
In his teens, right? Okay. And did you ever like experience with any of the staff like any kind of like, you know?
Not that I can recall, no.
Not that you can remember. Obviously, you know, you was very young at the time, weren't you? So it is.
Yeah.
It's quite hard.
But also, I've like blocked out a lot of stuff as well because of what was going on when I was a kid. So, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I won't be a moment. I'm just typing all of this up. Okay.
No problem.
I just want to make sure I've got it right. So did you say that they did have sex with you, or did they try to have sex with you?
I'm not 100% sure,
not sure
if they succeeded, but I know that I had to go to hospital because there was some kind of infection. So I don't know.
Okay, no problem. It won't be a minute. And I know obviously you was in and out of foster care quite a lot. How many care homes do you think that you was in? Can you remember?
Care homes, there was Red Hall, Canaan Lane, the one next to Canaan Lane, Calder Grove, Seaview, Tyne Home. It was six or seven.
Six or seven, okay. And what age was it when you left the care homes? Was it 17 or was you in foster care then?
No, I was 17.
You were 17, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Oh, give me a moment. So Red Hall House would have been... Do you remember? What did you say? Your date of it. What year was you born in again? Sorry.
65.
Oh, sorry. I've got it here. 1965. So you would have been there in about 1970, yeah?
Yeah.
And how long was you in there for? Can you remember?
Honestly, I don't know.
Not sure. Okay. Don't worry.
No.
Okay, and then the second care home, can you remember the name of that one at all?
It was either Canaan Lane, there's one next door to it, and I can't think of the name.
It was next door to Red Hall, yeah?
No, it was next door to Canaan Lane.
Canaan Lane.
Hang on, I'll Google it and see if I can find the name.
Okay.
Because there's two homes, there's two homes side by side.
Next to each other, in Edinburgh, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's on Kinnan Lane, did you say?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Do you know if they're still open at all, or...?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, let me see if I can find
What is the map? No, it's not Taylor.
Is it Kindlane?
Canaan, C-A-N-A-A-N.
C-A-N-A-A-N, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I put the wrong thing.
I'll quickly text my brother and ask him if he can remember the name yet.
Yeah. Forward Vision, does that ring any bells?
No, it was just a name. Hang on.
Okay, sorry. I'm just going to pop you on hold, Deborah. Won't be a minute, okay?
Okay.
Billy on the phone. If they can't remember the name of the care homes, what do? She's trying to find it out. Do you have to put, like, because she's got about six. So she's trying to, like, remember them all. Okay. Also, she said she got raped in the care home by someone that was stayed, like, in the care home. So is that still, yeah. She said a lot of it was, like, social services kept putting her back into her mum's care, even though her mum was abusing her. So do I just put that on the note? Sure. Hiya Deborah, sorry to keep you waiting there. If you can't find out, don't worry, we'll just do the ones for now that you can remember, and then obviously we can come back to the ones that you can't remember, okay?
Okay.
Right, so that one obviously you was there, and then can you remember which ones can you remember, Deborah? Obviously, can you remember the last one that you was in?
Okay, I can remember I was in one called Calder Grove.
Calder Grove, yeah.
That was when I was 1975.
So that's Calder Grove Children's Home, Edinburgh. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was 10 when I went in there.
Okay, so that would be 1975, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, can you remember when you left there?
I left there, I think it was June
1976. Can you remember the names of any of the staff in there at all?
No.
No, okay. Right, okay. So would you like to just tell me, you know, the memories that you do have of that care home, please, Debbie?
Really just having a rough time, like, just because of my mum and stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I can recall anything specifically from members of staff or anything like that.
Right, okay. Were you, like, when you was with your brother, was you allowed to be together in the care home, or did you try to separate you?
No, we were usually together, like, not in the same room, but together.
But
like
you knew
you was
both.
Yeah, I would see him
every day,
yeah.
Right, okay. Did you ever, like, run away from the care home or anything like that?
I was
like
always
that?
Running away from them.
Yeah, okay. So,
every care home I've ran away from, and probably okay. On more than one occasion as well.
Okay. Did they ever, like, say to you, you know, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed food that day?
Not that I know of.
Right, okay. Did they ever, like, make you stand in the corner and say you weren't allowed to move or anything like that?
I remember being shut in my room once, but...
Yeah, they locked you in, yeah? Okay.
I don't know if it was locked, but it was, like, get in your room, you're not coming out type thing.
I don't know
if they locked me in there.
Okay. Even things like that, that is abuse. I mean, I know it doesn't sound as bad as, you know, obviously if they was hurting you physically, but even just getting you in a room and saying you're not allowed to come out, they're not allowed to do that. You know, you're a child at the end of the day, Deborah. So even little things like that, that is definitely, you know, abuse. 100%. So would you say that you did run away from all of the care homes that you was in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the one at Pain Caitlin, I ran away from there and went to my mum's.
Right, okay. Oh, God.
It was me next door, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got there and I think it was like 5 minutes later the police arrived at the door and
they'd be there.
Like, okay.
Oh, bless you. So this Pearl de Grove, they did put you in a room and said that you couldn't come out, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you, would you say that happened, you know, a few times?
Well, probably.
Yeah. And how long would you say that they wouldn't let you out for? Can you remember? Would it have been like a few minutes, a few hours?
Oh, probably a couple of hours.
Yeah, okay. And was that for any reason in particular? Can you remember? Or
probably just being disruptive.
Yeah, okay. Like you say, you do forget, you put it to the back of your mind, don't you, Deborah?
Oh,
stuff like this.
Yeah. Like I've got a lot of blank spots in my life where I'm like,
yeah,
and even after the age of like 17, 18, I've got times where I can't remember, but it's maybe been a case of something's brought back a memory and I've forgotten that as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. It's like anything in your life, things that you know, you don't want to really remember, you do tend to just forget.
Yeah. Because my brother will say to me, do you remember so-and-so? And I'm like, no.
Really?
I'll say to him, do you remember so-and-so? And he's like, yeah.
Really? Do you know what? I'm the same. Like, my friends are always like, can you remember this? Can you remember that? And I can't remember anything. And then they always tell me. Like, I'm so bad with my memory. can you remember at Calder Grove, was you provided with food regularly?
Yes.
The other, like, you was. Okay, no problem. And at Calder Grove, can you remember what kind of impact that care home had on you at the time?
I don't know if it had any kind of impact. It was just,
yeah,
that's what I was used to.
Right, okay, no problem. Did the staff ever come into your room at night time?
No.
Did they ever, like, try and restrain you for any reasons? You know, like, if you was acting up or anything like that?
Oh, probably,
did they ever try and...
yeah.
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 And would that be more than one member of staff, can you remember, or...?
Maybe one or two.
Yeah. I just want to make you aware as well, like, when we look into this, Deborah, obviously it's a lot for you to go through. We're not clutching at straws, providing, obviously, you know, you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, then the case will be successful, Deborah, which, you know, obviously you have. We're not claiming directly from the care home, as many of these have already shut down. This compensation does come directly from the Scottish Government, okay? So
okay.
They're the ones who are liable, and with the funding, you know, because they funded the neglect to begin with. So that's why it's the government that are paying this money out now, okay? They have already started paying these cases out as well, Deborah. So like I say, the average claim is about 48,000. It could be more. Be less, but like you say, the main thing is that you do get justice, Deborah. Okay.
So see when you're saying neglect, would that include them when they sent me home to my mum's house, or would
it's all,
that maybe
all of it? Yeah, no. It's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's it's the care system that's let you down, Deborah. So, you know, they'll look into everything. So obviously with social work and stuff as well. I'm going to make a note of everything that you've told me, Deborah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. So with regards to care homes, can you remember any of the names of the other ones at all?
From Calder Grove, I went to Tyne Home House in Pen Caitland.
Okay, fair, wasn't it?
Which was Dr. Bernardo's home.
Right, okay. Right, what was the name of that one again? Sorry, please, Deborah.
Tyne Home, TyneHolme.
Okay. Can you remember the names of any of the social workers at all that obviously, you know, took you back to your mum?
One was called Anne Day.
Anne Day, yeah?
Yep. And another one that we had during that time was Heather Miller.
Heather Miller, okay. Thank you for that. Right, so I've got one here, Tyne Home Stables Care Home. I don't think that's the right one.
It was called Tyne Home House when I was there.
Tyne Home House, okay.
Yeah, but it is now, I think it is now a disabled care place.
Yeah, but that's just come up actually. Yeah, is it in Pencan?
Pen Caitland.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got the stables part of it as well.
Yeah.
It's
well, when that
same.
Came up then, I thought that can't be it, but it is. Yeah. Yeah, I've got it. Thank you. Can you remember what age you was there?
I went there just before my 11th birthday.
11, okay. So that's going to be...
1976.
76, yeah. And how long was you there for? Can you remember?
I left there when I was 15. So it'd be 1980.
In 80,
yeah. It's either 79 or 80 I left there.
That's absolutely fine. Okay, so can you remember any, you know, any form of neglect, abuse, that type of thing at that care home? Would you say it was quite similar to the other one, or is there anything else that stood out at that one?
I know I was restrained a couple of times there.
Yeah.
Well, actually quite a few times.
Was you? Right. Okay. So this one was a bit worse than the other one, yeah?
It was, yeah, they were more, like, the staff wouldn't just let you scream and shout at them.
Okay.
I suppose I wouldn't like anybody to be screaming and shouting at them, but...
It is hard, isn't it? Because obviously the staff, you know, they would have gone through a lot, but obviously, you know, that's their job. They're there to look after you, not, you know... heavy-handed with you. And what were the children like in that care home? Were they quite feral? Were they quite,
they were quite feral.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, didn't you get me wrong, it wasn't always bad times there. Like, I remember, like, we used to go swimming in the town because there was a river just at the bottom of the grounds and stuff. So, like, we had fun times as kids, but as much as you could.
Yeah.
But while I've been in these homes, like I say, I haven't always just been in the home. I've maybe been in the home for maybe 6 months to nine months.
Yeah.
And then I'd be back at my mum's house for maybe 2 or 3 months, and a lot of the abuse that was happening was there. And then I'd be taken back into the home again, and then I'd be back at my mum's house again, and then taken back into the home.
And would you say that happened in all the care homes?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Did you ever, like, in Tyne Home or any of the care homes, like, did you ever get into any kind of, like, fights or anything with the children, anything like that?
Oh, I was always fighting with the boys.
Yeah, with the boys, okay. And was that because they was, like, teasing you or...?
I think it made it harder because my brother was there, because he would be like on the boys' side, and I'd be wanting to play with him because he was my brother.
Right.
But then he'd be like, no, I'm not playing with a girl, because all the rest of them were like, you didn't play with girls. And I remember one time having, do you know the big black, like rubber dust bins? I had one of them put over my head, and all the boys were standing hitting the dustbins with sticks, and my brother was one of them.
Oh God, bless you. So that was put over your head.
Yep.
And your brother, and is that in Tyne Home, is it?
That was in Tyne Home, yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, that would be the worst at all.
Yeah. And did you say they was hitting you with the
They were hitting they were hitting the bin that was on my head. They were hitting the bin with the sticks. So like you could hear it inside, you know what I mean?
Right, And did the staff do anything? Did they see it, or did they not really care, or...?
I don't think the staff seen it.
Okay.
Just was outside. Like, still in the grounds, but just outside at the back door.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that you'd like me to put on the statement for that care home?
No.
No, okay. And again, would you say it was like a couple of staff that was restraining you in this one?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And did they, can you remember them ever locking you in rooms in this one, Deborah?
Not that I can recall.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Right. I'm just going to pop you on hold, Deborah. It won't be a moment, okay?
Okay.
Billy? You on the phone, Billy? Elliot? Are you on the phone? James? Ben? Right, so I'm just going through this. She's had loads of different care homes. It's not like, with this woman here, she's had loads of different care homes. There's not been, like, proper abuse in the care homes. It was, she's been restrained, What? She's been restrained, But she's also been, so the social have taken her away from her mum because her mum was sexually abusing her. And then the social kept putting her back in care with her mum as well. So, you know, put that on there. Is that all included, So it's not just the care homes, it's everything. But as long as she's restrained and stuff like that, Okay. It's pretty much the same in all of the six care homes, so do you just... Well, she said she was restrained in all of them. She said she was restrained in all of them. Sorry to keep you waiting there, Deborah. Okay. Right, so just going back to the care homes, can you remember any of the other names or...?
One was the Tenon Lane, but I don't know, I can't recall the name of the other one.
Can't remember. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Don't worry.
The other one was called Dean Bank.
Dean Bank, yeah.
My brother's just messaged me it.
That's right. Okay. Is that D-A-N-E? Is that right?
D-A-N. G, yeah. D-E-A-N.
D-E-A-N-E. Dean Bank, yeah?
It's D-E-A-N-B-A-N-K.
Ah, just Dean, sorry. Just Dean Bank Care Home, yeah?
Yeah. They taught me how to knit.
Oh, did they? That's good. I used to do that with my grandma.
Yeah, I wish I could have done it with my cat.
Oh, bless you. Right, so Dean Bank Institution for females. Was your brother in there with you as well, or?
Yeah.
This one just says for girls. Let me just...
Is that...
It's Dean Bank Cottage.
At Keenan Lane?
No. Right, 1 minute. There's probably quite a few called that, isn't there? It's quite a... right. So it's C-A-N-A-A-N Lane, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, just Dean Bank Institution. Edinburgh, Midlothian, yeah?
Yep.
35 Canaan Lane. Yeah, it's actually the same one, so they had like a separate girls bit in there as well.
All right, okay. What time did you call it being separate girls and boys?
Yeah, they had that. No, probably not where you was, but in the same, like, place. They did have separate things as well. So you must have just been in there with your brother, maybe. Oh, it'll be a minute. And can you remember what age you was in there, Deborah?
It would have been any time between the age of 6 and 10.
6 and 10.
And that would be between Dean Bank, and then we would go home, and then we went to Canaan Lane, and then we would go home.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, any time between that age, because I think my mum, at some point there, she was in the Andrew Duncan Clinic, which was just along the road.
Right.
Going there.
Okay, I'll write all that down in a minute. What, a second? Right, it's not, I can't find this on our system, the Dean Bank one. She's there with my dad broker. You're crappy, mate. Her brother was also in care with her. If he wants to do a claim, can he? Yeah. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting, Deborah. Right, I found that one. Right, so this one was from the age of 6, so that would have been 1971, roughly.
Yep.
Until 1975,
yeah? Yep.
Okay. Right, so again with this one, was there anything that stands out to you? I know obviously this is before Pine Home, so it's going further back, isn't it? So is there anything that does stand out in that one? Or
no, I just,
similar?
I don't think, I don't know.
So, nothing in particular stands out, but again, you was running away a lot, would you say, even at a young age?
Yeah. I was running away, yeah.
Okay. And again, probably a bit of restraint at this one as well, yeah?
Probably.
I have just spoke to my manager. If your brother does want to put a claim in, we can help him as well, Deborah, okay?
Okay.
What I'll do after this call, I'm going to text you my number on WhatsApp, and then if you ever need me, you can message me. If you've ever got any questions or anything, okay? And then you can just send me a message if your brother does want to look into it as well, and I'll give him a call, Deborah, okay?
Okie doke.
Right, so I'm just going to go back to, obviously, your mother and the social workers as well, okay? So you said that social worker took the parental right away from your parents, but they kept putting you back, and you were being abused by your mother, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Was that physical, sexual?
Physical and sexual. I'll rephrase that.
Okay.
The sexual wasn't her, but she was there when it happened.
Okay. Well,
I'm so sorry. That it only happened once.
Okay.
The physical.
And was that like her partner?
No.
Okay.
The physical was every time we were home. Our favourite item of choice was a horse's crop.
Sorry, say that again, Deborah.
Our favourite item that she would use to hurt us was a horse's crop.
Right, okay.
Which is like a fibreglass stick.
Right, okay. And she'd hit you with that, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
On one occasion, she hung us upside down with our feet because we wouldn't stand still to be hit.
Oh my gosh. So, and she did this to you and your brother, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just typing it all. I'm sorry if I'm all quiet.
Yeah, she would use, like, what? She broke a brush. A bath on my brother's backside. So, she wouldn't just use her hands. She would use whatever was near.
Right, okay. So, the two social workers that you mentioned, they're just two of them, but there was obviously more involved, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you would only have one social worker at a time. And I know that the Heather Miller and Andy were round about the times of, I would say, probably 72 up until about 79, 80.
Okay. And were they just not very helpful with you at all, or was it nice to you? No.
I mean, you would see them, but only if they had to attend a meeting or a caregiver.
Yeah, they weren't interested.
Yeah, even my mum said that, she never got any help for anybody, so.
Right,
and
okay.
Seemingly they said to her, and the children's social worker, not yours.
Yeah, so. Okay.
My mum one time we were there, she was slashing her wrist and filled the wash hand basin in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I don't know, she must have put water in it because it was just bright red. It then got me to run round the corner to the local phone box to phone for an ambulance.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right, it's not your fault.
And was she just the same to both you and your brother? Like, it wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay. And you was both, did you say held upside down?
He tied her with feet and hung us upside down.
Right.
Because, like, when she came at us with the horse's crop, we would, like, hide behind the chair that was in the living room. And
yeah.
I suppose it was to stop us from trying to hide behind the chair.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for telling me all of that. That's not either.
No, it's all right. It was worse.
Is that from your mum, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The, when I was 14, I went on what they called I can't find the word, a home trial, I suppose you would call it, to see if I wanted to go back and live there.
Yeah.
And while I was there, she had an Indian man came to the house, and he tried to have sex with me in front of her, and she got paid for it.
Oh, God. Is this the same person, or is it, because I know you mentioned at the start when you told me about your mum
it was just the one person.
Okay. Okay.
And then, like, I had seemingly hid behind my bedroom curtain the next game day.
Yeah.
And she came in and says to me, what's wrong with you? Why are you sitting there? And obviously it was because of what had happened. But seemingly I had said to her that I was missing my brother and wanted to go back to the home.
Right. Oh, so you asked to go back. God bless you.
Yeah. And I know that when I mentioned it to the social worker, it was me that I was talking shit.
Oh, my God. So they've just made you feel like you're lying, basically.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Right, okay. Just to let you know as well, I just need to read out a small script just to explain your funding options clearly, just so you know, Deborah, okay?
Yep.
So there are three ways you can proceed with the Red Cross Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where you get up to £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would just be under a private agreement. Okay, Deborah. Now, with ourselves, the fee with ourselves is 16% plus VAT. It works out at a flat rate of 20%, Deborah. Is that okay for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Right, so can I just, I'm just need to ask you a few other things as well. We're almost done, Deborah, okay? So I do appreciate your time. I know, like you said, I know you have been avoiding speaking to us, because it is hard, you know, to go through all this again. So, give me a minute. Can I just confirm that you don't have any terminal illnesses at all, Deborah?
No.
And we do need to just add on there a nominated beneficiary as well. Have you got anyone that you'd like us to put on there for yourself?
It would be my husband.
Your husband. What's your husband's name, please?
James Berry.
Okay. And could I take your husband's date of birth, please?
12/7/64.
Okay. And a contact number for him, please.
It's 07955 100.
Oh, sorry, there was it just went off then. Sorry, 07955 100. Yeah.
276.
Yeah. Okay. And just the same address, yeah?
Yep.
Right, just bear with me, Deborah. I'm just going to pop you on hold, okay? Billy, on the phone, or Elliot? You on the phone? I don't know what I've done, but it's just gone black. I was on number 7. Should I have pressed on it then? Oh, thank God for that. Right, cheers. Yeah, I'm still on it. I've done that. Right, so is that all? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I've added them there, yeah. So is that right? I would put, because you weren't sure of all the dates and stuff. Yeah, put her on hold. Is that right? I've done it. Yeah. Right, okay. If someone could help me for a few minutes, because I don't know what I'm meant to do now towards the end. Right, so I've done most of this. I think I've done everything. No. So I need to do that statement thing, is it? The co-pilot thing.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, no, hang on.
No.
Yeah, I will do. Right, so do I go back to that now, section 7? So is this for each... Right, because I've done, obviously, four different... Got to do it for each one.
Yeah.
I think I have actually got it. I'm flapping because it's my first one. Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit. Right, put that there. Yeah. I have put it on my notes.
And then...
Right, once I've done all this, what do I have to do then? Do I have to send her a message with the... No, not yet. Right, so ID, one proof of address. Right, okay. Yeah. I've read the things that I needed to read out. Yeah. The statement, yeah. Right, okay. And then send her the text message. Do I have to send her a text to sign? Right, okay. Hi, Deborah. Sorry to keep you waiting there. I was just getting everything ready for you.
Okay.
I'll send over to the solicitor. So, Deborah, what I will need from you as well, I do need a proof of ID. So, a driver's license, passport, or even a bus pass. Do you have any of those, Deborah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to send you a message now on WhatsApp. Would you be able to just quickly send that over for me on a message?
Okay.
And then what I also need as well is just one proof of address that is dated in the last 3 months. Would you have one of those as well? Could be anything, even like a doctor's letter or something. As long as it's got the name, address and the date on it.
I'm trying to remember if I've got one. It's what's this one here?
All right, take your time.
Wee bit, Lucy. I've got a puppy that likes to rob letters.
Oh, what kind?
She's a miniature dachshund.
Oh, I love them. They're so cute, aren't they? I bet she's tinier than if she's a miniature.
She is actually tiny. But she doesn't look like a dachshund colour wise.
Yeah.
Brown and white pet.
Oh, bless. I love dogs.
Where did I put my purse? My purse is in the bedroom.
All right, take your time, no problem.
Yeah. So, driving license.
Did you get the message that I sent to you?
Oh, hang on, I've not checked. The letter is a CV license letter.
Yeah, that's fine.
19th of February.
Yeah, that's fine. That's within the last 3 months.
Right, okay.
So what I need you to do, Deborah, when you send me this over, can you make sure that all four corners of the letter and the ID are in the picture, please?
Right, okay. Where did I receive the message from you?
I sent it you on WhatsApp. Have you not received it? I just messaged you and I said, hi, it's Gemma.
On WhatsApp?
On WhatsApp, yeah.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, brilliant. Take your time. No problem.
Done. Right, so I need to... camera. Put it on the black. That way I'll be able to see it. Right, that's that one. Send... the kids finished for school, I guess. That's that one. Give me that test packet, you.
Thank you.
That you got them?
Yeah, I have. Let me just chat them. I'll wait a minute. Yeah, they're perfect. Thank you.
We see, leave it. We see. No.
Right, Deborah, what I'm going to do in a moment, I am just going to send you a text message with just like something on that you just have to sign on your actual phone, okay? So I'm just going to pop you on the hold whilst I just send that over. I'll try not to keep you too long, Deborah, okay?
Okay.
Elliot, which one is it that they have to sign? I know you've sent me the message on WhatsApp. Again. Yeah, but I don't know which one it is. That's what I'm saying. I can't see it. Did you send it me on WhatsApp? I don't know. Do I not have to text her with something to sign? Ah, okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I've not done it before ever, so I don't know what I'm doing. All right, okay.
Yeah. You can still send your deals, a sweet sheet.
Yeah. So that's my way of talking it.
Ollie? Where's that? Right, I've done everything I think that I need to. And then how do I text them now? Because Elliot was saying I've got to press execute, is it? Where is it? I can't. So, I don't know. Contract. That one.
Contract.
Great new request. You tick them all.
Oh, is this where I've got to upload them? Okay. And then it'll send it to an L. Confirm and send. Right, thanks. Yeah, and just sign it. Okay, thank you.
But you have read that statement before.
Yeah. Hiya Deborah, sorry to keep you waiting. Right, you should have received a message from me now.
Yep.
Okay, so you need to scroll down to the bottom. And then it'll just tell you to sign it with your finger.
Yep.
And then you press the blue button. And then that should just automatically send it.
Every time it's doing that, why is it deleting the signature? Right, that should be it now.
Yeah, perfect. Right, okay. I think that's pretty much everything done. Now, basically what's going to happen is you are going to be getting a phone call from the solicitor, okay?
Okay.
And they're obviously going to go through everything with you. I really appreciate you obviously going through all that with me, Deborah. I know it's not easy. And I just, you know, as all we want to do is get you some form of justice. Like you say, I know, you know, it's not about the money. It's just about them being, you know, held accountable to the things that we have. Deborah, okay.
Yep.
What, like I said, if your brother does want us to look into it, we are more than happy to help him as well.
Okay.
So you've got my number, just send me a text message if you do, you know, if your brother does want us to do it, and we can help him with that as well, Deborah, okay?
Okay.
Before I let you go, I am just going to pop you on hold just to make sure I've got absolutely everything put in place for you to meet. I just get my manager just to check it all first. Before we put it over to the solicitor, Deborah, is that okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. Bear with me one moment. James? Right, I think I've done everything that I needed to do. I've got, right, where do I put the CSA and all that I've got to upload?
CSA, what you've got to upload?
Yeah, so I've still got her on the phone.
Oh, okay. You've got her ID and POA?
I've got her ID and POA, yeah. Right, okay.
On the phone at the moment.
Yeah.
So, if you've read the script, make you aware that she's going to receive a call, caseworker, welcome call.
Yeah.
Okay. From that number.
Yeah.
Within the next 40 hours, she has to call that. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That's a new call. Take that call. Friend.
Right, okay.
You don't need to do anything now. You can just let her know that. Get her off the call.
Do I not? Oh, so I don't need it on the phone when I upload.
She signed it.
Yeah, she signed it. Yeah. Right. Okay. No worries. Oh, it's all right. Drink was spilled. It's all right. Yeah. Nice one. Hmm. Thank you. Hiya Deborah, yeah, that's all perfect. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a contact number as well. Someone from a caseworker from the welcome team is going to give you a call within the next 48 hours, okay? So I'm going to give you the number now to look out for the number, okay? Have you got a pen there, Deborah? Or do you want me to text it to you? What's that?
Sorry, say that again?
Would you like me to text it to you?
Yeah, please.
Right, I'll text that over now. Just make sure you look out for this call, as it's really important that we do, obviously, get the case set up for you, Deborah, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm thank you very much for your time, okay, and good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye, Deborah.
Bye.